I believe that you gotta respect other people's beliefs, even if you don't want to agree with them. For example, my mom's friend believes that Trump could be the one who could help this country. Me and my family do not agree with all that, but I respect her belief. I'll argue with her. I'll argue with it though, but at the end of the day, I have to respect it. One day, I was with my mom and my aunt, and we was talking about politics and Trump, and I got mad because I don't like Trump or respect him as a man or a president. And she said he is doing everything that Obama couldn't do. That got me mad because Obama was the best president in my eyes, and he was way better than Trump. Then she kept going on. What he did is, I also have my facts, how he is the worst president. Then I stopped the argument because I respect her beliefs. That is what I believe in.
Recently, there has been an outrage from the abortion ban in Alabama, a very controlling ban that will affect many people negatively in many ways. One reason why I believe this is wrong is because in some instances, girls are raped and impregnated. With bans like this, they are forced to keep the child of the man that raped them. This is traumatizing and causes a lot of stress on these girls, which is unhealthy for both the child and the parent. This could make these girls depressed for the rest of their life when it wasn't their fault and don't deserve this. Another reason why I believe this is wrong is because many girls are young and can't afford to have a child anytime soon, especially a child they do not want. If the girl is trying to get her life together, the last thing she needs is another person to worry about. If she has to keep the baby, it will slow down / prevent her from getting her life together for something that was not her fault and she couldn't control. If this ban spreads to other states, we could see an extreme rise in abandoned babies, foster kids, and even baby deaths. This cruel ban does not help the mothers in any way. They obviously did not want or was not ready for the child, so forcing them to have it is cruel and disgusting. They will have no say in what they want to happen. Also, just because there is not a ban for abortion doesn't mean many people will do it. Some may keep the baby, but the choice for the woman should be hers only. Some teenagers get pregnant and stop going to school from being either bullied or stressed, even though they do not want the baby. This is bad because you have kids staying out of school for the whole school year just to have a baby they didn't want / plan. Allowing abortion would lower the amount of teen parents that just made a mistake that may ruin the rest of their lives. The right to choose abortion is essential to ensuring a woman can decide for herself if, when, and with whom to start or grow a family. We'll never stop fighting to protect and expand this fundamental human right. What is the point of human rights if you are going to break and disregard them? Especially since everybody's situation is different. Some teenagers may want to keep the baby since they can afford to, but others are less fortunate and the last thing they need is another person to provide for. When the right to abortion is endangered, the fundamental equality of women is threatened. A woman can never be equal if she is denied the basic right to decision for herself and her family. Anti-choice exterminates will stop anything. They have opened thousands of fake healthcare clinics that lie and mislead women to prevent them from considering abortion as an option. And some anti-abortion zealots by extreme rhetoric from anti-choice groups and politicians have even murdered doctors and bombed clinics. In conclusion, this is why I believe abortion shouldn't be banned.
Everyone is destined to die at a specific time, day, and place. And after that, you'll soul resurrect and go to heaven for judgment day. I believe on the last day when Jesus comes, we all go to heaven to face judgment. The judgment day will point out who did good on earth and who did bad. If you were selfish, killed, stole, or did anything bad, you go to hell and be tortured for the rest of your life. But one thing I can say I like about my belief is that there is a way out to escape hell, and that's by asking God for forgiveness. But in order to make heaven, you gotta believe. I came to believe there is life after death when I read a Bible scripture, and I quote, "And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Matthew 25:46. I have also experienced eternal life, not physically, but spiritually. When my uncle passed away, I was sad because he was really close to me. He was like a father I never had. When he was sick and was admitted to the hospital, I was sad because I knew he would die because he had cancer. So I prayed to God to save his life. Unfortunately, he died, but he died as a good man. He put others before him. The day of his funeral, I didn't shed tears because my pastor told me he had a dream about my uncle in heaven. He said he was wearing white and had wings and was glowing like a bright light going through the gates of heaven. When I heard that, I was happy. From that day, I started helping people so I can go to heaven or be accepted in heaven. But in order to achieve that goal, I had to believe and baptize, and I had to read my Bible, also be a Christian. What made me believe there is life after death was when a woman from Nigeria died and came back to life. She told people heaven is real, so is hell, and that God is not, and that God did not accept her in heaven because it wasn't her time to die. Ever since I heard that, I was happy because I prayed a lot. So I was hoping my prayers don't go in space and float around because I really put time in prayers. So yeah, I do believe there's life after that because I have felt my uncle's spirit talking to me, guiding me on what to do and what not to do. You heard?
I say that I believe that money is not the root of all evils because money can make it good for you and it can make it bad for you. Money can provide you with things that you need in certain situations, like emergencies. An example of this belief is the Bible says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Money could be fun to have, and money can help you and help others that are in need. The United States is based off of money. Another example is the belief that that is you feel that money buys you everything and anything that you want. Money also makes you get more of it, and makes me happy. People should use money on things that can help other people or them, like creative businesses, help the homeless, etc. Unlike buying things you don't need, like drugs or jewelry. Money can cause people to hate on people. Money can make people feel jealous. Money can make you feel powerful. Money can be abused by the way that you spend it. It should be spent positively and not negatively. How you use money is a reflection of who you are as a person. They can judge on how you, the way you spend your money, it judges how you are as a person who spends the money on good or bad things. I believe that having money is not evil, because money, you can survive off of money. Money is a tool that is needed for us. You can't live without it. There is no harm in having money. With the lack, the only harm of not is having money is not having it. For real, if you're homeless, it puts anger in you to want more, and if you don't get it, it can cause violence. It can cause protest. Not protest. Let me take that back, Mr. Nugget. Sorry. Yeah, but it can cause violence. Then it causes people to steal. It can get people killed, and then they can serve probably jail time for it. So I say money is a good way to survive. Money can get you freedom. Money can make you do whatever you want to do. You can travel and have life. This is why I believe that money is not the root to all evilness.